So many wonderful things happen in this beautiful church, in the what I would call the realm of pastoral care. And pastoral care happens in this church en masse every day through people here. I can't see him, but Ed is listening, and Ed likes to sit sometimes in the back. But Ed Boxall, if anybody can see him, give me a wave. Ed went through a little bit of a health crisis, and fortunately, there were just so many people who rushed to his aid, and there was a team that was assembled, and our beloved Ed was, come here, Ed, our beloved Ed was nurtured and blessed, and it's just good to have you back, Ed. We missed you. The number of people who rushed to Ed's aid, and he's looking really sharp here, and he's at Birmingham Lodge, and he was in the hospital for a little bit. He was visited. He was provided with so many things, and it was just an expression of what this church does so well, and here you are. So thank you, Ed. And I'm sure you would like to say a little thank you to our group.
Yes, thank you very, very much. I needed, well, I needed the, come on, what's the right word? Your emotional help is what I needed. Thank you.
When we see you, Ed, and all you do to encourage us, we need you. So thank you. Okay, God bless you. We're so glad you're here. You can sit where you like, Ed. Beth. We are having a sharing time at the end, but Beth Reynolds, you go. When Beth wants to say something, you better pay attention. I'll use this one.
So I happen to know through my connections, my brother who lives 20 minutes down the highway, that there is a family who go to their church who moved to Mount Forest just before Christmas. The husband does not know the Lord. The wife does. She's a baptized believer. The husband became very sick and was in the hospital just before Christmas. He was there, I think, for a couple of days before Ed was discharged. Ed went and prayed with this man. This man does not like people praying for him. But Ed, being Ed, by God's grace, and this is why I'm telling this is incredible. Ed was so kind and sweet that this gentleman allowed Ed to pray with him and then told his wife about it after in a pleasant way. It is beautiful. And so we can pray for this gentleman, too, that Ed prayed with. But this is phenomenal. Here's Ed with, like, his own issues and his health issues and emotional issues. And he takes it upon himself to go to this gentleman and say, may I pray with you? And the guy says, yes. Like, I had to share that.
Thank you.
Because he wouldn't. He doesn't
Thank
know
you.
The background.
I call it hospital ministry from the inside. Prison ministry from the inside. Street ministry from the inside. It's nothing we sign up for. When God gives you the opportunity to be in a place that's difficult and uncomfortable, you have a couple of options. You can lament the circumstance, or you can celebrate the opportunity. And you and I will have opportunities every day this week to react in a way that says, God, why? Or thank you for the opportunity for you to prove yourself strong in my weakness. I know people at this time of year come with very different emotions. Great joy, great sadness, sometimes just a neutral feeling. And whatever your feelings are, you have permission to feel them. You don't need to fix your feelings, just feel them. But I would ask you to lean into facts rather than feelings. Because the facts, when you learn them, will tell your feelings to follow. So you are God's workmanship. That's fact. Created in Christ Jesus. That's a fact. To do good works that he's prepared in advance for you to do. His workmanship in Christ, created for good works. And if you don't know him and you've never said, I would like to follow Jesus, you have an opportunity to do that anytime. We have a brother here named Gary who is about to be baptized. And he's got lots of friends, and we'll introduce them all. And he simply wants today to say, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. And he means it. And Caroline and Gary have been spending time with him and validating his faith. And if you want to hang out with Gary and Caroline and others on a Monday at 11 o'clock, you'll see a ministry that is so beautiful and so pure that God might speak to your heart there. So much goes on here that we're thankful for. On a Monday night, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, there's something happening here every day. And we're thankful that we can use this place for such wonderful moments. I love watching the Friendship Club when you guys all greet each other in your different corners. And Caroline, what do you call that? When everybody kind of yells and freaks out and says, we're here. You got all these little different corners. Yeah. Now, Gary stops. Which one's yours? Because it's my favorite. Okay. you want to crack yourself out of any sadness, depression, or pain, go sit in the fun corner, 11 o'clock Mondays with Gary and friends. Trust me, it's way better than any drug you could take to get you over a circumstance. It's awesome. And that is where I'm headed one day, because you go from ministry here to the fun corner, and I'm looking forward to that when it happens. We often use the phrase in our walk with Jesus. Some of you may make New Year's resolutions. And your New Year's resolution may be something like mine has always been. I want to get to know God more and make him known. To know him and to make him known. It's great. And if you're intellectual and you love reading and you love learning, there's a little bit of a trap that you can fall into. And you can focus on how well you know God and how well you know about God. And we have a construct today in Instagram and Facebook and Twitter where people follow you. And you can get really caught up in the idea that, yeah, I follow Jesus, I know him. And I want to follow him better. But today, rather than be a stalker on a website following people, following Jesus, learning about him, I would like to emphasize something that will put your Christian life into orbit that's much more important than you knowing God. And that's the fact that he knows you. And I want you to come to the conclusion today that everything you think and everything you feel can be cast upon him, because he knows you. We mentioned John the Baptist. I love that guy. John's dad's name is Zacharias. Luke chapter 1. Your prayer has been answered. Your prayer has been heard. That word again is Shema, Samuel, God hears. That's Hannah's son's name. Hannah's name means God is gracious, and God hears. What a great way to move into the new year. God is gracious, and he hears. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you're going to call him John. Your wife will bear you a son, you're going to call him John. You see, before this little guy's born, before these little darlings were born. God knows them. God knows them. A young girl in a terrible circumstance a few years ago knelt down, suicidal ideation. She just got pregnant. She's 15. All of her friends are telling her, you have options for the child. You probably can't bring it up as a 15-year-old. And she didn't feel good about some of those options. So she simply just cried out to the Lord. And as she cried out to the Lord, her little phone app popped up, the prayer app. And she was led to calling a Christian friend. What do I do? And they said, there's families in our church who would love to have a child. They'll help you by bringing you up, and they'll bring the child up if you'll commit to that. And she said she'd love to. Just before, when she was considering aborting the child, and the little app came up, she heard an audible voice whisper in her ear, his name is Luke. His name is Luke. And on that word, she met the Christian friend, went to the family, and a month before the baby was born, she said to the mom and the dad, have you considered a name of the child I'm going to give you? And the mom did not hesitate. She simply said, oh, 6 months ago, the Lord whispered into my ear, his name is Luke. And they're living happily ever after in God's family. He is never to take wine. John the Baptist, he will be a joy. Isn't this great? He will bear you a son. Call him John. He'll be a joy and a delight to you. Many will rejoice because of his birth. He will be great in the sight of the Lord. This is before he's born. He's going to bring people to Jesus. He's going to be great in the sight of the Lord. God knows that boy. And then the Nazarite vow, no wine, no drink, no dead things. I want to commit him to God, just like Hannah committed her son. He'll be filled with the Spirit even before he's born. He'll bring back many people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of their parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Isn't that great? That little guy right there, Mason. That little guy right there. Let me get his name right. Price. Good works prepared in advance for them to do, for you and me to do. I love the way Jeremiah puts it. Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. New, formed in the womb. The word new, know, is a Hebrew word, yada. Next time you hear someone go yada, 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 you can remember that little trigger, yada. It means an intimacy and a closeness that only comes from very, very devoted relationship. I knew you before I formed you. That's my favorite Hebrew word. It said God knelt down and he formed. Yatzar, he formed Adam. And then he formed Eve. And then he formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you a prophet to the nations. Psalm 139 continues the theme. It's Genesis language, creation language about us. I formed you, Yatzar. David, you were knit together in your mother's womb. I'm sorry, Gary. I'm thinking David. Gary, Yatzar, knit together in your mother's womb. I praise you, says the psalmist, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in the secret place, intricately woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. He says nothing about the circumstances before the birth. Nothing about how you got here. Just everything about God's plan now that you're on the way. How precious to mirror your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. And then Isaiah picks this up. And he uses the exact same language about the nation of Israel. I made you. I formed you. I created you. And every month we celebrate the creative power of a God who makes people for a purpose. Every piece of art, every vessel in the temple, every artifact, it said was yatzared. The cup was made for a purpose. The bowl was made for a, set apart for a purpose. And you and I have been created for a purpose. And it's good works that he's prepared in advance for you to walk in. So my suggestion to you today would be, in the simplicity of your heart, to say, I'll walk in those good works that you've prepared in advance for me to do. I'll take your hand and I'll walk. And Gary's done that. And Caroline can validate that. And we're going to baptize Gary. Come on up. And Gary's going to tell you a little bit about why he loves Jesus. And then we're going to go in here and I'm going to get soaking wet, Gary. And so are you. Thank you for your courage, young man, to follow Jesus. And I'll hold the mic and then you guys can talk. How's that? Actually, Carolyn loves to hold the mic. What am I thinking? Just tell Tom it's a yellow one. Keep going. Can we hear you? Okay. Thank you. It's green. It's green, Tommy.
It is green?
It's green, buddy. I got you.
My battery's usually running out, so that's okay. All right.
Short leash here, Dom.
Okay.
On the short leash.
We're all connected here.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Gary. Gary's Burton here. He's been coming to Friendship for, I don't know how long, 3-4 years?
4 years. Okay, 4 years. And a couple years ago, what did you want from me? You came up and you asked me.
I want to get baptized.
You know what? You did ask me for that. But before that, a few years ago, you asked me for
a Bible.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? How many people have come up to you to say, I'd like to have a Bible? Right?
And he said, he came up and he said, I'd like to have a Bible.
And what happened then?
Then I started to read about it.
Yes, yes, you did. You did. And then, it was about, I don't know, a year ago or something. All of a sudden, you know, he came up to me, and then what did he ask me for?
A hug.
And what happened?
And he gave a hug back.
Okay, and then after that, we give lots of hugs, don't we?
Yep.
Yes. We got to tell Pastor Dan that it's better if you come at 10 o'clock.
You better come at 10.
Yeah, because at 11, you'll just get snacks, okay?
You'll be...
Right, yeah, you miss the fun corner.
Yeah, you'll miss the fun corner and everything.
Yeah, it starts at 10.
Starts
all right.
At 10.
So you said, I want to get baptized.
Yep.
How many people come to you and say, hey, I'd like to get baptized? I tell you, that's a glorious day. So why would you like to get baptized?
Because honoring my Nana that passed, and I believe in the Holy Spirit because he's my Savior and looks out for me and praises me.
Amen. 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 Can't do anything better than that, right? Even last night you were saying, what did you do last night?
I read the Bible.
Amen. And we want to learn more about the Bible and about Jesus and to live more for him. Yeah. So that's exactly... Now, I got to tell you, when Gary came to a friendship group, he was kind of shy. Mm-hmm. He was shy. And he still is, I think. He's still not shy.
Nope.
No. That's what the Holy Spirit can do to you. And in the past, we had our Christmas play.
Yep.
And where did you want to sit back then? You didn't? Yeah, in the audience.
Yeah, in the audience.
Didn't want to have anything to do with that. He wanted to see it, but he wasn't going to be in it. What happened this year?
I got a role in the play Becoming a Shepherd with Gary.
The co-narrator.
Yeah, the narrator.
Yes. How about that?
Yep.
And what do you want to do next year?
Be a shepherd or a sheep.
Okay. That's great. All right. And this is Gary Burton. And he wants to be baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Eh? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I want to say thank you. Of course you're not. I want to say thank you to the whole friendship team and the love that you have for everybody, the leaders and the people who come there. And thank you for honoring the Lord Jesus. And for wanting to follow him. And he knows you, Gary. And he made you, and he's got great things for you to do, and we're glad you're part of our family here. Okay, Caroline, you have a reading.
Okay, I do have a reading. It's very fascinating. Dan and I have not talked to each other, and yet our themes, on what we're going to do today, and I had scripture from 1 John 1-3, and see how very much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children, and that is what we are. We are his children. Amen. But there's people who belong to this world. They don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Jesus appears. But we all know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure just as he is. May we all have the eager expectation that this young man has to know more and more about Jesus and live for him. Amen?
Amen.
Why don't you pray for him, Carolyn?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just lift up Gary Burton. You know him. We know him. But Lord, I just lift him up and surround him in your presence and your love. And may your Holy Spirit just indwell him, and he will have the fruits of your Spirit with his family, with the people he lives with, and just will he, I just pray that he comes closer and closer to you. He listens to your word, and he has a purpose in this world, and he goes out and just shows the love that you want us to show one another, and we're just so thankful that you love him, and he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to wander into the tank, and you might have to take those boots off, brother, because they're going to float, and that's going to be, well, not right now. And Noreen's going to play, and you can just have some time meditating and enjoying the Lord, and we'll see you in the tank in about 5 minutes.
risen again to eternal life in Christ.
Don't you, I don't know, as I was witnessing that and the dedication of the babies at the beginning, I was just thinking, man, is the Holy Spirit moving in this place today? Amen. Stand with us as we sing, and just take all these words into your heart as we're singing them today.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and lay behind the stone, above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled.
Please be seated as we just prepare our hearts for communion today. I'm going to invite Gary Stops up. Everybody can go sit down. And the screen's going up. And amen and hallelujah.
I see today we are using the package cup because there's flu and things going around. So we're trying to keep everybody safe. Yeah. Maybe, have you gone deaf? Not quite. But we will celebrate communion with those today. So if you struggle getting them open, get somebody beside you to help. I always have trouble. Bert, you want to open one for me now? As we come to the Lord's table today, I want to encourage you to listen to the Lord's word as shared by Isaiah. And Isaiah says to us, come. Let's reason together. Though your sins are scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Now, how is that possible? It's possible because of what we remember here. What the Lord has done for us. I just want to read from Corinthians this morning, the passage that Paul shares about the Lord's table. And some of it was not good news, because the people were not observing the table correctly. The Corinthians had some issues. But this is the part we want to share from chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats of the bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. The Lord's table should have a very prominent place in our worship and our fellowship as Christians. It should have. It's a time of remembering what the Lord has done. It is not a reconstruction of what he did. It's not a ritual or routine that we just engage in periodically.
We'll ask Rob to give thanks for the cup today.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the gift of your Son and his obedience to you to provide the shed blood, the requirement for sin, to pay for all the sin of the world. The final sacrifice, the one and only perfect sacrifice. We just thank you. And none of us can ever truly imagine the sacrifice that you have done on our behalf, the suffering that you have taken upon yourself, the sin of the whole world upon a perfect, perfect one that you are, that you are still are. But this is not just a serious thing, but it's also a celebration. So please help us to be flooded with joy, remembering of what you have done for us, Lord. So all this we ask in Jesus' precious name.
After they sang a hymn, they went out, the scripture says, but I think we're not singing a hymn, are we? Happy to share the benediction. Let's stand for the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. And may that smile of approval be your salvation and your peace. For Jesus' sake. Amen.